Hello and welcome to ATFX's The Week Ahead. My name's Nick Twidale, I'm the Chief Market Analyst, and as always, we're going to be bringing you up to date with potential market movers in the coming sessions and days. And it could be a very volatile week ahead. So as most of you will know, we got really good moves in risk sentiment last week. Fresh all-time highs, especially in the US indices. The week finished slightly off those highs, but generally on the front foot. Tariff concerns just crept in towards the end of the week, but key feature was probably strong US data. That's pulled back slightly on Fed rate cut expectations. I certainly don't expect one this month, but still sort of fairly evenly priced in for September. We've got some big earnings reports out later this week, and there's a fair few geopolitical updates set to come through, and there's a fair bit on the macroeconomic calendar as well. So without any further ado, I'll do our usual, take you through on a day-by-day basis on what could potentially be moving markets. Also, obviously, we cannot let anything go without talking about tariffs. Probably in focus this week, EU. The rumours on Friday, which did dampen sentiment slightly, that President Trump's looking for at least 15%, maybe a 20% tariff on the EU. That would not be good news for them. Japan as well. Japan hugely in focus. Tariff deal's not been done yet. And elections are taking place as we speak over the weekend. Japanese markets are on holiday on Monday, but we're expecting some big moves in the yen. The ruling party that has been ruling Japan pretty much since the Second World War is under threat. And that could lead to a lot of disruption, a lot of uncertainty. So day-by-day basis, Monday could be a really busy day on Monday. We're normally hoping for a little bit of a slow start, but those Japanese elections, as I said, we could see some gapping in the yen. Japanese markets are off, so liquidity will come at a premium. We could see some really sharp moves both sides, especially if we get an upset result. And also we then, over the following days, then get clarity on different political agendas that are coming through, which could have a really whippy week in the yen. I know there's very rarely one that goes by without it happening. So on from Japan, early start on the macroeconomic data front as well. Key CPI data due out of New Zealand very early in the day. That's expected to have a quarter-on-quarter 0.6% increase. Anything off that could really hit those RBNZ rate cut expectations. Later in the day, we get the Chinese rates. The one-year loan prime rate expected to stay at 3%. The five-year loan prime rate expected to stay at 3.5%. They have been known to give us a surprise over the last few months. Keep an eye on that. That could really move markets as well. Later in the day, nothing really of consequence out in the London or New York sessions. But once again, those tariff updates, expect them to come through. And we could see a very lively day to kick off the week. Tuesday has a big central bank focus. No actual rate decisions, but we get the monetary policy meeting minutes out the RBA in the Asian session. And it could be quite interesting later in the day. So during the London and the London-New York crossover, Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey, he's testifying in Parliament. So we could get some updates. I think that's the stability report. And a couple of hours later, we also hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. So obviously a lot of focus on him and his relationship with the White House and obviously his thoughts on rates. So we could see a bit of movement on that. Data-wise, nothing really coming through in the European session. We've got the Richmond Manufacturing Index numbers coming out of the US. That's expected to come in at -3%. On to Wednesday, probably from a macroeconomic data perspective, the quietest day on the week. Nothing really in the Asian session or the European session. We've just got existing home sales data out in the US. They're expected to come in at 4.01 million. So still fairly lively there. We do get some of the key earnings reports out. So Alphabet and Tesla, I think they might both be on Wednesday. That could move markets, obviously stock markets, but it will affect FX rates, etc. as well. So keep an eye on those, tend to come out after the close, of course. Thursday is it's a humdinger of a day. There is lots out, is probably the best way of describing it. It's that flash manufacturing services and PMI data. So those purchasing managers index numbers out across the globe. And they have been a bit lively recently and they have really influenced moves. So keep an eye on them. We've got them in Australia, France, Germany, the EU, the UK, and the US. They're probably the major jurisdictions that we get. They come out across all trading sessions. Asian session, we'll see a bit of a focus. We get those numbers in Australia. They tend to be less impactful in Australia, if I'm honest with you. But we do hear from RBA Governor Michelle Bullock around about lunchtime in Sydney. Be interesting to see what she says, especially after the RBA's kind of been flip-flopping a bit over the last couple of months. So good update from her would be nice. Could see some moves in the Aussie dollar. It gets busier, much busier in the London session. As I said, we've got all those flash manufacturing and services PMI numbers. And we've got just a small matter of the ECB's rate decision. At the moment, there's a lot of talk about what they're going to do. It's expected at the moment to stay at 2.15%. A lot of volatility could come, especially in the euro, of course, on the monetary policy statement that comes with it and the press conference later on. That press conference comes out shortly after the New York Open. So we've got Canadian retail sales and the US weekly unemployment claims that are jammed in the middle of the rate announcement from the ECB and then the press conference. So that tends to be a very volatile sort of hour and a half's worth of trading. Later in day, I mentioned the flash manufacturing PMI and services PMI out of the US. We've got new home sales as well. So plenty of updates on Thursday. Could be a really whippy day. And those earnings reports come kind of thick and fast through the week. It builds up over the next couple of weeks. Friday, a little bit more muted, but something for everyone across the sessions. Focus on Tokyo CPI early in the Asian session. As I said, expect there to be plenty of moves and political updates, especially if there's a surprise in those election results early in the week. But Tokyo core CPI, this is the one the markets look at and the Bank of Japan looks at closely. Expect it just to drop. It was 3.1 year on year last time out. Expect it to drop per 3% I should say. But still too high for most of the Bank of Japan's liking. So interesting to see if we get some moves around that. Later in the day, once London opens, focus on UK markets. Retail sales data's out. That's expected to show a 1.2% increase month on month. Last time out, it was a 2.7% decrease. So plenty of volatility in that data as well. Could see some moves in cable. Focus jumps across the channel to Germany shortly after that. The IFO business climate data, that's expected to come in at 89.2, slightly up from the previous 88.4. Keep an eye, could see some moves. Used to see a lot more moves in the euro, but still potentially impactful, especially if it doesn't hit that print. Later in day, traders may be hoping for a smoother US session. We've got the durable goods numbers out. Core durable goods expected to come in at zero, flat month on month. But the headline durable goods, and this is obviously with the more volatility on it, minus 10.3%. So interesting, maybe having a look at that over the week. So tune in if we get anything out to you on that, because that has had bigger numbers. That's minus 10.3 from previous run at 16.4 to the top. So keep an eye on that. We might do something on that for you. Nothing else scheduled after that. So it could be a smoother run into the weekend. As always, give us a shout if you need anything from us at ATFX. Good luck with your trading and keep in contact. It could be a busy week. Thanks very much.